a world where geeking out never looked so good, two incredibly sexy men will rise for your auditory pleasure. Here's your hosts, Wancho and Vibe. Keeping up with the Geek Bros.
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
What's this is happening? Wancho.
This is Vibe.
And this is our episode number 3 of our podcast.
I am happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you're here today, Mr. Vibe.
I'm
welcome,
happy too.
Welcome again.
Tell me how your weekend was, Wancho, before we get into it.
The week was full of interesting news, which we're going to be sharing with our listeners today. We had a lot of E3. I felt like I was penetrated by E3 this week.
Penetration.
It's going to be an E3 related episode with our hot topics of the week.
Okay. I'm excited. So.
I don't see your enthusiasm there.
I'm sorry. I've had a long day today. I had a photo shoot earlier.
And so, by the way, if anybody's
fresh cut,
looking at the camera, so, he has a fresh cut.
A fresh cut, baby.
It's the type of fresh cut when you go into the barber and they give you that spray, that smell of barbershop still on him. That's how fresh this cut is.
The photo shoot was, it wasn't last minute. I didn't forget either. No, I kind of forgot. And I kind of didn't know. It was a weird thing. All I can say is I took an extended lunch, drove my behind to the barber. What is it?
La Leyenda Barbershop on Hallandale.
Fantastic place. Quick cut. I said, can you guys take a walk in? I need to be out of here in 10 minutes. Guys said, I got you, boss. Did it. Made it to my photo shoot. Made it back to work. Made it here for the podcast. Wancho, what brings us here today?
We have our tons of news today.
You sound a little flustered. Do you want to start?
I am, because, you know, I just realized something. We don't even know what kind of comic books are coming out this week. I guess because we've been so much involved into E3, we really didn't do any comic books.
You've been involved in E3. Okay.
I was involved in all type of ways.
Let's rewind. Wancho, what brings us here today?
We have tons of fun discussions to talk about. We got E3, Adam West, Inhumans, Deadpool, Star Trek, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is this guy's going to try to convince me to watch. So
again, he used to watch it.
Let's get down and dirty, guys.
By all means, Wancho, carry on. Bring us home.
Movies this week, guys. You got Cars 3. For anybody who has a family out there, children, that's a great movie to go see. I really don't know how that I'm going to feel about Cars 3. Cars 2 didn't sell so much for me.
Because Cars 2 was a spy thriller when the first one was about a redemption kind of like cars racing story. It deviated from the whole thing. They focused more on the side character, Mater, and made him the main character. So I think they're bringing Lightning back as the underdog again, and I think that they're going to rectify the situations. I think Cars 3 was being made as a redemption for Pixar.
I'm pretty sure.
I believe that's how it is.
And then we have A Rough Night with Scarlett Johansson this weekend.
I know nothing about that.
47 Meters Down.
Never heard of it.
And All Eyes on Me, which is, even though it's not geek-related, All Eyes on Me. It's Tupac.
Tupac lives. That's all we have to say about that. Wancho!
Which I'm not looking for next weekend, but it's going to happen. We'll talk about it on Wednesday, what happens next weekend, what movies come out next weekend.
I refuse
to see that movie, guys. You guys find out next week. So.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's start off with E3, my friends, here. We had Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony, Bethesda, Ubisoft, pretty much of the big companies that revealed a lot of news this week. So we're going to start off by Nintendo. Nintendo sold this press conference. Even though it was short, I am officially back on the Nintendo bandwagon.
No, you said they sold it. Give us an example. Why do you feel like they sold it?
I wasn't expecting the Switch to have this much of a successful type of
launch. I mean,
we thought that Nintendo was dead after the Wii.
The Wii U.
Wii U.
Okay.
We thought that was it. I thought that was it. I thought Nintendo was just going to develop software. Switch came out, and it's selling me, man. The console itself, the content that's coming out for this upcoming years are selling me. Let's start off by Mario Odyssey.
Okay, so we're going to review that. You're going to watch that?
Of course.
So Watch already saw this. He's making me watch it now. So I know Spider-Man. Oops, sorry. See, I'm all about Marvel. So where is it? There it is, right?
So
I know last time we had a little audio issues, apparently, that you guys may not be able to hear it. So we're going to jack up the...
Jack it up.
We're going to jack up the volume so you can fully...
Have you ever seen the movie...
Rip the Knob Off?
No, wait. What's the movie? Idiocracy? When the guy goes, electrolytes, jacked up.
I think so.
When he's in the fountain. So.
You ready?
Yes, do it.
All right, dude, we're playing right now the
Mario Odyssey trailer
from E3. Is that a dinosaur?
Wait for it. Just look at the dinosaur.
Jurassic Park!
What's on his hat?
Is that music? That's racist. That's
That is Mario Odyssey. What a game that I cannot wait to get my hands on. When I was watching Treehouse Live. Here's the concept of what I saw about Mario Odyssey. Mario has the ability to turn into any bad guy that he wants, who you see in the hat. So he can be a Goomba, a turtle. I am extremely excited about this game.
Now, here's the thing. Okay,
You said that they were being racist with the costume, the Mexican costume. But they're actually playing homage.
You're playing homage.
They're playing homage to the old dress-up Marios, where you had Mario Safari, you had Mario dressed up as a cook,
and
you had Mario playing the little guitar.
When did he dress up in these characters?
While he gives me his rant, I'm going to pull up the picture.
I'm not giving any rants. No, it seemed like a really good, interesting concept. I mean, I don't know where in canon they're going to explain how Mario's hat is sentient or has the ability to Doctor Strange him into people. The trailer itself gave me like the same mind bleep veal of Ant-Man and of Doctor Strange. So it was interesting. All right, Juancho, your time's up.
All right, the next thing that we got from Nintendo was we have Kirby was announced. Yoshi was announced as well.
It's pronounced Yoshi, not Yoshi. But
Yoshi?
Don't
Yoshi
mind.
Konnichiwa.
Don't mind.
As well.
Penetration.
Nintendo is working on a RPG Pokemon style game for the Switch.
True.
How do you feel about that?
Hey, turn around and hit it. Mm-mm, can't do it now. Every time I hear Switch, I think of that Wilson song.
What do you think about the new
Ooh,
Pokemon?
La, la, la.
Nintendo,
hey,
really?
Revive, turn it over and hit it. Ooh. Turn it over now. Turn it over and Switch. Sorry, what were you saying?
How do you feel about the RPG? What would you expect as an RPG Pokemon game?
Just a freeform live action, not live action, freeform, fully 3D, like, you know, kind of like how Odyssey was just now, except, you know, it's a Pokemon. I'm pretty sure they're gonna, the mechanics are gonna be the same. Catching the Pokemon are probably gonna be the same. Maybe you might actually see the Pokemon fully rendered, rummaging through like grass and hiding, and that might be cool. That I won't lie, that would be cool to be able to, like, you see in the grass, oh, there's a Pikachu right there. Let me run in the grass and go chase him, instead of just like randomly walking around waiting for a random action.
No.
So.
No, you, I know you have kids. What about rabbits? Have you ever heard of Mario and the Rabbits the Wii?
I heard of Josie and the Pussycats.
Okay. Well, there's another game coming up, licensed by Ubisoft, Mario plus Rabbits Kingdom Battle. Now, have you ever played XCOM?
No.
Okay, well, Mr. Darflex has played XCOM. So this game basically plays as a turn-based game that allows you to pick a team. I guess it would be either the Rabbits or the Mario, which Mushroom Kingdom, to be able to fight them. So I don't know much details about it because I didn't get too much into that one, but that's a game that I'm looking forward to coming out in August 29th.
It's funny how I glazed over while listening to you talk about that.
Okay, so with them... So I give
I give
Nintendo an 8 for this year's conference.
I didn't know we were giving them scores, but thanks for letting me know.
Well, like I said, Mr. Vibe, he didn't have a childhood with Nintendo.
I didn't have a childhood. It's true. I was all about Sega. You know, you remember that commercial, Sega. All right.
So we have Sony. Oh, what a disappointing! I was so disappointed with Sony.
Okay.
The only thing I'm looking forward to is Dad of War.
Okay, well, speaking of that, that's my cue.
So, about Dad of War, oh, come on, guys. I mean, I don't know how I feel about it, but let's see what Vibe has to say when he looks at this. Vibe.
Disney?
Vibe. Wrong trailer, Vibe.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry, I put out Kingdom Hearts. I'm so excited about Kingdom Hearts. You see what I said? Like, Disney.
Sorry. Since when does Disney make...
God of War? Like, wait a minute now. That's what I'm talking about. But that would explain why it's Dad of War now. Because, you know, Disney. It's a family video game. All right, there we go. Sorry, guys.
You take your child on adventures.
Darkness. No parents. Super rich.
Roar! That dumb hammer doesn't scare me. Oh no!
Boy! Boy! Your mother's knife. It belongs to you now.
What for?
A test. She taught you to hunt, yes?
Yes, sir.
Then show me what you know. I am hungry.
Oh, snap!
Feed us.
What are we hunting?
You are hunting deer.
Which way?
Your hunt, you tell me. Is that a question?
South.
What is this?
It's the gameplay of Dad of War. He's basically taking care of his child.
I thought this was a trailer.
Look, tracks. They're fresh. This way.
It's an 8-minute.
Yeah, it's not happening. All right, well, that's a bunch of... The graphics look good. I can't watch any more of this, guys. Sorry. The graphics look good. Sorry, Juancho. I had to move Juancho's thing because I realize now that part of the reason why we're having... You know, the mics pick up the audio from the computers, and he has his screen, for whatever particular reason, right in front of the speaker. So
I was very disappointed with the lineup that Sony had, even though it's similar to the last... Year's E3. The only good thing about this year is... That's not him. Oh, God, what's the name of the Spider-Man song? Oh, there, I gave it away.
What now? We're going to the next one?
Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
So we're going to bring that up.
No, better can do it then.
Spider-Man spins a web to the sky, kisses Mary Jane, buddy wants pie. Look out! Here comes Spider-Man's trailer. Is that in English?
I don't know what trailer he got, bro.
Let me do the best that I can. When I find out. My name is Barry Allen.
All units, 1010 Asset 36 in Park. Repeat, all units be advised. Shots fired at Fisk Towers.
That's a new suit.
Yuri, I'm here.
What do you see?
Find the rest. Boss wants them dead.
Now, this is actually
the demons are moving into Fisk territory,
which I like.
You got this?
I got this.
That was kind of cool. He's stalking up a beam. He pulled up a bad guy. He spun him into a quite literal web, like a cocoon type of web. Ha!
This bit have fled through the building. Illuminate them.
What'd you saw? Oh.
Should've worn a helmet.
Not you these. Said he doesn't kill, but that's gonna be a
that's a concussion right there.
His skull is busted.
You got what you came for. You don't need to kill us too.
This territory is ours now.
Not today.
Spider-Man, now the boss is here.
Worth the 8 minutes watching vibe. Like, I actually like this episode.
Oh no! Sorry.
Technical difficulties. And we're back.
Well, something like that.
Why is it going that fast?
I don't know. Oh, because I made this very...
Oh, that's why.
All we can do is... Man, oh man. What an adventure. Where are we?
That's just why.
Keep talking. This is Let's why. Keep it going.
Let's just keep it going. All right, Bob. So go ahead and
what is well, for the most part, from what I saw before we had our little outage, I'm just trying to catch up to the audio. Don't you laugh at me? I'm telling you, if you guys watch the replay, which is going to be coming next. What?
Next week?
Yeah, you'll see the behind the scenes. You'll see that it's not all smooth. We try,
but it's perfect. All right, so yeah. Go ahead, Mr. Vile. Continue playing the trailer, because I want you to see the ending of it.
Okay, can I skip to the ending?
I can skip right there. No, hold on. Come on. Right about there. Hit play.
Okay.
Hey, this is crazy! This isn't you!
You don't know me!
Please don't screw this up.
You in a man, Spider-Man?
So... Hello?
Mr. Lee?
Wait till the end.
it's over. Come on, dude, let's go. Miles! P.S.
Okay, but you said... Okay, I understand...
I think we were having technical issues with my mic over here, Mr. Vibe.
I don't think so. I think I re-plugged it in backwards, because you see, speak.
Hello, hello!
Oh, there we go. So it's switched. Okay. It switched.
Either way, so what do you think about it?
I mean, it was good. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks like just as much fun. There was a Spider-Man game I played on the...
PS2?
PS3. Very fun game, and I enjoyed it a lot. So this looks like something I would actually
Miles Morales. How do you feel about that? I love Miles Morales. Not because he's the first African-Hispanic...
African-Hispanic.
Well, he is...
He's
Peruvian descent. And black as well, which... I like this Miles Morales Spider-Man. The comic books is a lot of fun. So, you know, when you can relate to a character, you can actually, you tend to go towards that character.
It makes sense. It's true.
So, I'm excited about that. Other than that, you have Horizon Zero Dawn, a new downloadable content coming up very soon. Monster World coming to the PS4. And you have a couple games for the VR. You got Skyrim VR. And so, like I said, Sony could have done better.
Oh,
I'm giving them a C+.
Heck no, because Sony showed us Kingdom Hearts. Roll the clip.
Oh,
it's in Japanese, by the way.
Konnichiwa. Wait, konnichiwa?
I don't know. Dosvidanya. My dog! I see Spider-Man do that!
Disney characters speaking in Japanese are the best thing ever.
And they don't sound better though?
They sound evil, especially when they're evil.
I think he just did razor leaf. I wonder if Star Wars is gonna appear in this.
I heard rumors they were.
Could you imagine?
So wait, hold on. Time out. Press pause right there.
Pause.
You see that symbol in the bottom left-hand corner? Xbox One.
Oh,
what
snap.
The hell? Didn't I mention before, because they said that the Xbox One game for Kingdom Hearts 3 was going to be canceled due to not being able to handle the type of game it is. Now I wonder, which will lead us to the next smooth transition.
Transaction.
Microsoft.
Okay. Carry on.
The new updated consoles back has been announced. Project Scorpio is now going to be called Xbox One X.
Really?
Yes. The new Xbox One X is supposedly, according to them, the fastest, the most amazing console to ever come out. Now, do you know what a teraflop is?
Yes, I do all teraflops. I'm all about the teraflop. I get my teraflop flow on the hizzle for shizzle. What?
All right.
What about a teraflop, yo?
Flops means you can get more of those polygons all over the place. So that's a flop for you. A megaflop is a millions of those. A gigaflop is a billion of those. Okay. And a teraflop is a trillion. Oh. So imagine.
But you said polygons. Polygons of what?
Well, polygons is what makes a character look shiny. The more polygons, the sharper the images look.
Oh, okay.
Less polygons, you got crappy games. Well, not crappy games. Old school games. Okay. Let's show them some respect. Old school games like Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have enough polygons. The GPU inside the Xbox One X is 6 teraflops of performance. That's a ton in any console out right now. The PS4 Pro only has 4.2 teraflops. That's a big difference. Now, will it all the games play that well? We'll have to see, because there's rumors that the Destiny 2 game is not going to tap the full potential for the Xbox One. It's supposed to be across the whole board.
Xbox at 30 One X?
Xbox One. Well,
Which one are you talking about? Which one are you referring to?
Xbox One in general, because now it's Xbox One. Now, soon the Xbox Original is still going to be, what, Xbox One?
Okay.
Yeah. So, imagine that. You know the fastest video game card? That NVIDIA GTX 1080 does 8.9 teraflops?
I was unaware of that. Like, teraflops. So many teraflops, so little
time. I got your teraflop right here, bud.
That's right.
So, that leads us to Microsoft. Microsoft, I'm very impressed with what they had compared to last year. We got good insight at a couple games. One of the most beautiful games that I saw display, even though I'm not much into racing, was Forza Motorsports 7. They unveiled a car. They unveiled a car doing E3. I was surprised to see that. I know they did it last year. They were hanging a car from the roof last year. And
when you say they unveiled a car, you mean a car playable in the game or like a new car designed for...
Now, they were saying that Porsche Motorsports was working on a car that they revealed, a concept car. The Porsche 911 GTR.
Ooh, I don't know what that means.
Guys, I really want to slap them sometimes.
Is this my cue to turn on the trailer?
Most likely, yes.
Okay, cool. That's what I'm talking about. What, Porsche?
Hopefully, we don't get technical difficulties again.
Look.
Oh, God.
It's a work in progress, guys. I'm pretty sure by episode 20, this will never happen. I gotta go back to YouTube.
We will have a robot doing all of this for us. We'll just be like...
Oops.
Oh, I guess got cut off.
I see lots of rocks. And a city in the background. This is so cool. It's Tatooine, everyone!
That exhaust.
Kylo Ren's guy's coming. I don't like Kylo Ren's outfit.
That's a female, man.
Then it's Rey.
Look how beautiful this game looks.
Graphics are ridiculous.
Now, they say that this game, the weather is very spontaneous.
That trailer rocked my nads.
Play it on Xbox One.
Yay! Wait, that voice sounded familiar.
So, Xbox One, they also announced Assassin's Creed Origins. They're taking back Assassin's Creed where the Brotherhood became the Brotherhood.
I know nothing about Assassin's Creed.
Oh, God.
I mean, what I do know is that they made a movie with Michael Fassbender and didn't do very well. And I also know that it has something to do with taking some kind of guy who may or may not was a criminal, jacking him into the Matrix, and going back into the past to do something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. So we have Crackdown 3 that was announced. Looks pretty good. Seas of Thieves. It's a online game where you are a pirate and you have a pirate crew that goes around doing missions.
This is a really long video game section of the podcast, by the way.
Of course, man. E3. Hopefully next year, guys, we have a goal set for one of our goals for the Geek Bros.
What's that?
Going to E3.
Yes, we have that plan. We're going to do that. Let's cover that.
How about this? They mentioned Minecraft. You kids play Minecraft, right?
They do.
Minecraft is going to get an upgrade on the Xbox One X. 4K graphics. What will Squirts look like in 4K?
It'll look super sharp and edgy. Aha! Play my laugh track. Play the laugh track.
That
was terrible. That sounded like someone just stabbed a horse.
Will you pay $499 for the new Xbox One X?
I've never paid a dollar for any Xbox, so...
I just think this is outrageous. No, I think
how so? Aren't most game consoles $500 now? $600? No. Yes.
Nope.
When the PS4 debuted, that wasn't $500?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now you're competing against the PS4 Pro, okay? You are trying to catch up to Sony. Sony is outselling Microsoft.
Right, but at least...
Now, if you're going to come out with a brand new console, sell it at $499, you think the market is going to want to come to that console?
Well, look at what it's offering.
You're offering certain things, but understand that Sony right now has... You have to debunk those...
Those conspiracy theories.
You want to try to get those people that lost you to come back.
I don't know. I think what they're doing is they're banking on their hardware. They're banking on their performance.
The VR. VR is beautiful.
See, to drive the sales, and that they say, you know what? We will charge that extra to break even, and we hope that our product is going to be enough to have them come back and be curious. I mean, they got now, you in a bag, so
which is Microsoft?
Yeah.
Well, I've always been a Microsoft. I'm from Xbox.
From your childhood?
Xbox. Sega. And you can actually play old school Xbox games. Now they're going to be compatible with the Xbox One, Xbox X, and Xbox S family.
That's perfect. It's for all the non-Xbox games that I own. I can't wait to play that.
To finally end the thing, by the way, Sony gets a C+, and Microsoft gets a B+ for the new unveil console. So I have to say, the Geek Bros here have announced the 2017 E3 winner to be Nintendo.
See, I wasn't privy to any of this, guys. So don't mind me. I didn't know we were rating anything. All I know is he gave me a couple of trailers to get, and we're going to talk about it. He didn't say we're going to score
That's
anything.
That's how we roll.
He didn't say it was a research. There was winners.
So... So that's pretty much it. There's check e3.com. We get all our information from polygon.com, IGN,
Yahoo.
Taku,
Blaster,
Yahoo. Well, we double check all the information first.
We fact check everything before we bring it to you. We vet all information or make it up.
Betting 2017.
One or the other. There's no middle road. It's we vet it and it's accurate, or we make it up and it's not. Geek bros. Coming at you.
So that leaves us to open discussion time. Mr. Vibe, go ahead. Take the show.
All right. For this open discussion, it's open mic. We're going to discuss the Inhumans. It's going to be a spin-off show that they're putting on ABC, I believe.
Now,
the first two episodes are going to appear on IMAX to showcase it. And somehow it has something to do with the season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Now, Inhumans, do you know who they are?
They're the... Like,
no.
No, I do. I have an idea. Right.
No, you don't.
How dare you?
No, you don't.
I have an idea.
Have you read any of the Inhuman comics?
I don't read comics. I only read whatever comics he throws at my face.
Okay.
Like, Vader
down. There's... He's... You know what? Next time I go to Tate's, I'm gonna get him a Vader Down comic book so he can shut up. I'm tired of him saying Vader Down. One of the characters is a girl with red hair, which is the leader of the Inhumans.
Right, Jean Grey, and she has the power of the Phoenix.
No, this is not Jean Grey. Jean Grey wasn't an Inhuman.
I know, but you said red hair.
She had red hair.
She did have
and
red
she
hair.
Uses the her red hair as power as one of her powers.
That sounds lame.
So I wonder how they're gonna make her full blown hair for this the main leader to be so flawless. Go ahead, Vibe. Continue talking while I try to pull a picture of the Inhuman so you can see him.
Well, I've seen a picture. Are you gonna bring up the what they're gonna look like in the show?
Yeah,
because those costumes look kind of lame. Look at it. Look at the pictures.
Exactly. So the lady right there in the red hair.
Yeah.
It's supposed to her hair is supposed to be longer than that.
Her hair looks looks flat as heck.
Exactly. And then the comic book is not flat. It's like not well. You can't really compare the comic. You can't really transition comic books into a TV.
Yes, you can. You can do pretty well.
And get that big ass hairstyle that she has.
I mean, I don't know what it looks like in the comic book. Show me the comic book picture. What is she looking in the comic book? But from what I can tell, it's promising. I'm not digging their costumes, but oh yeah, it's really long.
Her hair is long
and wild.
Yes, exactly. So,
well,
we're gonna give it a try. We're actually gonna go to IMAX. When does it come out?
I don't know. We'll check that out real quick. When does it come out on IMAX? We're gonna check it out. We're gonna check it out on IMAX. Juancho and I. We're gonna do a review on it on the YouTube channel, Vibrev Studios, an actual Geek Bros episode. We're gonna review the merits of it. I guarantee that it says 2017 when. I don't think it's an official release date, is there?
I think there was. It was in the comic book. In the comic book for Vader, it told you the date. We're looking for a daytime. We're looking for a daytime.
It says 2017.
We're gonna enjoy it. If it comes out in the summer, we're definitely gonna see it.
It debuts in the fall, this fall, that's for sure. So it debuts before Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I'm pretty sure it's gonna come out in the summer. We're gonna review it for you guys, let you guys know how we feel about it. I mean, for a TV show's first two-part episode to debut at IMAX, I mean, you have to film with the IMAX. The IMAX camera, I'm going to assume the first two episodes probably are on their home planet, and the rest of it's probably going to be coming back to Earth, maybe. Something like that. But we'll see. Stay tuned and check out for the rest of that.
For sure.
I want to do a segue. Unfortunately, we lost another geek phenomenon, a geek icon, Adam West, recently. It broke everybody's heart. So I'd like to take this moment to take a moment of silence for Adam West. All right, that's enough of that. So, in honor of Adam West, we're going to play a little clip from Family Guy because that's the most relevant that he's been recently. And then, of course, we're going to play, you know, a little bit, just the tip of the intro to the original Batman series in 19-something-something-something.
Singing is contagious. I'll sing, too.
Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West. Adam West, Adam West. I'll come out when they're all gone.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, before you play the next one, like, how would you get the Adam West? How would you be able to get Adam West to continue the voice in Family Guy? I mean, are you going to retire the mayor and end up for respect of Adam West and retire the mayor?
I'm quite sure they're going to have to retire him. Out of respect, I mean, why wouldn't they? You know, I would think that's what they would want to do. And because it's kind of the right thing to do, you know, just to pay homage. I don't think the community would appreciate somebody do a parody of his voice.
Correct.
I don't think they'd appreciate it.
And I don't think you'll be able to get a good voice like that. I enjoy Adam West as
a
character.
Very, very distinctive voice
for Family Guy. So, you know, hopefully they retire the character and they pick up new mayor for the Family Guy TV show series.
And I do hope that they don't be too sensitive. You know, Family Guy is vulgar. It's thing. I want them to, like, you know, literally, like, blow him up, you know? Do that. Because he just... No, I'm just saying. Come on now. He deserves to go out in a Family Guy style, and he should literally fall off a cliff.
Can he fight the chicken?
Or, yeah, get run over, and then run over and never come back. I think he deserves to literally be killed off, but in a humorous way, to play, you
Seth,
know,
homage. Seth MacFarlane?
Yep.
You know, if you're hearing this, Robot the Chicken versus Peter Griffin, versus Mayor West.
Exactly. And let something happen between that, and they like crush him and he turns into paste. And Meg is like, but I loved him. And then, you know, Peter says, you know, shut up, Meg. And then he starts beating him up again.
And but here, talking about these old school geek, part of the geek culture, are starting to get old, man.
Yes.
You don't have much left for all the other ones. You have Stan Lee, man, the god of comic books.
Oh, God, that's going to be...
Like, I wonder
how we're going to handle that.
I wonder if anybody, you know, these characters, these members of geek culture, mm-hmm. how they feel knowing that, crap, man, any day soon, I'm probably the next one. Look at my age.
Exactly.
Does that go back to, like, in their minds?
Exactly.
Like,
they're aging out. All of Leonard Nimoy passed away. We got Adam West passed away. Carrie Fisher passed away.
Didn't Stan Lee cancel all his appearances for comic book conventions? Are they last year or towards this year? They said that he wasn't going to do some of them?
Yeah. Yeah, because of, I mean, I don't know, it was because of health or, this is a lot of work.
It's scary, man, but hey. They're going to leave a legacy, and it's up to us, you know, the future geek culture.
It's up to Juan.
To continue, you know, the culture that was started by them.
I want you guys to rally around Juancho and continue the geek culture in Juancho's name, because Juancho.
I want to punch him sometimes so much, guys.
We were supposed to, you know, a bit of a segue, as if... we had put the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. topic right up.
Well, I was going to go there, but then you went ahead and talked about West. I didn't want to interrupt you because this is your open mic time, man.
Okay, I'm holding this up to those who are watching us, you know, next week on the camera.
He knows
this
better.
This is the
he knows better,
show
guys.
Notes, okay? And he put Inhumans, then Adam West, then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Why wouldn't he have put that right afterwards? I'm reading down the line. I follow the script, ladies and gentlemen. Don't judge me.
So go ahead. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. segue.
I was going to skip it.
Okay, skip it.
No, skip it. I'm just going to say real quick, if you guys have left Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because of season 1,
Orange
season 2 kind of got awful, I won't lie. But this last season, it was a three arc season that they both blended seamlessly. It was the Ghost Rider, which led to LMD, which led to Agents of Hydra. And it was amazing. I'm telling you guys, they're back on their game. And the season finale, which I won't spoil right now, but where it left them, is taking the concept of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for TV even further. I think the show's come back. It really deserves to carry on, especially in the vein of the fact that Agent Carter is gone, which I loved Agent Carter. I loved Agent Carter better than I loved Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at first. But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back, ladies and gentlemen. You need to catch up on it. It's worth it, and I feel like something big is going to happen where... you're going to feel left out when it crosses over to, of course, the MCU and when it starts messing with the Netflix shows. So stay tuned. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, Geek Bros approved, Jason approved, Vi approved.
It's on Netflix now? Up to now?
Yeah.
All the seasons?
Netflix?
Talking about Netflix?
So.
Orange is the New Black is the shit.
I don't know. I haven't watched. I stopped watching.
Oh, my God. This is last season. But anyways, continue moving forward.
All right. So what I want to discuss is briefly Star Trek Discovery. Star Trek's attempt at coming to TV, even though it's not coming to TV.
What? Star Trek Discovery? Is this like a Discovery Channel special?
Exactly. It's going to be a in-depth Discovery. No. It's going to be a TV show.
Mythbusters.
It's going to be streamed through. It's going to be streamed through. Let me look that up. You don't know anything about the Discovery?
I can care less about the Trekkies.
Really?
Yes. I've never been much of a Trekkie fan. My grandfather was a big Trekkie fan.
So it's going to appear on
CBS.
CBS streaming service.
Sounds pretty
I don't know if they give us an official debut. Debuts? No. Why does it say?
It's already being rated, and it's not even out yet.
It says the TV is going to premiere January 2017, and that's definitely didn't happen. But it's in the works for 2017. It seems it's going to be an anthology series. It's not going to follow any one set of crew, from what I understand. Discovery is the name of the new ship, and it's interesting. I like it.
Discovery? What is not USS Enterprise
it's
anymore?
Not the Enterprise. No, actually, it's before
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
Is it this Captain Kirk's father?
No. No, actually, it's a female, it's an Asian captain, and it's I believe it's a black commander, black female, they're both females, and it's really interesting. We should actually, you know what, I'm going to play for you Star Trek Discovery. See, this I didn't pre-plan, but I should have. The first look, no, the trailer. This is how we do it, guys. Looking it up right now. And there we go. It's gonna, yep, it's gonna be on CBS All Access. 5 million views. You better get on board. 10 years before Kirk, Spock. At the Enterprise.
We have no map, and you can't set a course without a star.
There was Discovery.
It's hard to imagine. You've served under me for 7 years. Commander Burnham, I think it is time we talked about you having your own command. Tutor transport.
Woo!
That's a nice ship.
Great unifiers are few and far between, but they do come. Often such leaders will need a profound cause for their followers to rally around.
What am I looking at?
Object of unknown origin.
We've come all this way, Captain. It would be irresponsible to leave whatever that is unknown.
What have you done out there on the edge of Federation space?
Is that Spock itself, or that's a different Spock?
Enable igniter.
A Klingon. That's all the Klingons?
That's a Vulcan. Those are the Klingons.
Captain, signatures detected.
Contact Starfleet Command. We have engaged the Klingons.
That's a pretty badass looking.
You will never learn, Vulcan. Your tongue is too human.
I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to save all of you. Target's neck cut off its head. Starfleet doesn't fire first. We have to.
My people were biologically determined for one purpose alone, to sense the coming of death. I sense it coming now.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, that's Star Trek Discovery. It seems promising. The only thing that I you know, annoys me a little bit is that, you know, the first officer, the commander, that she's going to be half human, half Vulcan. And that kind of takes away...
How do you feel about that?
I mean, it takes away from the from you know, Spock. Spock was half human, half Vulcan. Mm-hmm. Did they have to be on the nose? Why couldn't she just be a female commander, you know, and black, and that's it? Why did she have to also have to be half human, half Vulcan? Why couldn't she just be a pure Vulcan? I don't know if there are black Vulcans. Yes, they are. Tuvok was one. You know, you don't know who Tuvok is.
Who's that?
Tuvok is a black Vulcan. He was played on Star Trek Voyager.
Okay.
I believe. Voyager?
Interesting.
Yes. So,
but I can care less, bro. I'm going to give it a chance because it looks pretty good.
It does. But I was just wondering, you know, if this, they say this is in the original timeline, so I wonder how much of Enterprise, and I loved Star Trek Enterprise. I don't know why anybody else didn't like it. It was a great show, and it's coming in that vein. I would love it. I would absolutely love it if Commander Archer made an appearance. You know, he should be older in it because it'd be really, really, really cool. So, Juancho, the next topics are all yours.
Which we have.
Deadpool kills again, Marvel comic.
So when we were reading the Darth Vader comic book.
Yes, I did see a little page, and I asked
says
him what that was about.
Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe again.
So again implies that it happened the first time, which I knew nothing of. So.
Oh, man. I got to let you borrow that book. Huh. The way that Deadpool kills some of the Marvel Universe last book was pretty gruesome, bro.
Give me the best one you can remember.
Oh, man. Either. One of the remembered ones was when they were in... when actually Deadpool was able to get into the Avengers building. And they were in a meeting, and he put a bag full of explosives in the middle and blew it up. Killed everybody in that room.
You remember who was in the room?
Captain America was in the room.
Okay.
I think some of the Fantastic Four were in that room, if I'm not correct.
Okay, like Nick Fury?
Yes, Nick Fury, I think, was in one of the room. I think Iron Man was also in the room. Like, he murdered them. Like, I don't know. I really still don't know why.
This is an alternate universe. It's just like
I'm guessing, yes.
It's like a snuff comic, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, we got to check that out. I think Juancho is probably going to pick up one of the comics and
I'm gonna,
if you're gonna get it, maybe for next week, or
I don't know when it comes out. I have to go look into
Hasn't come out yet.
No, it hasn't come out yet.
Do you have the first one?
Yes, I do. I'm actually to borrow the first one.
Oh, by all means, we will discuss the first one.
I'll drop it off to you on my way to work.
Yeah, the day job. So Juancho's gonna give that to me, and we'll review that. Actually, we'll put that on the docket. Yeah. Write that down, Juancho.
Writing it down is what we do.
So
then, that's episode 3 because, look at this, Mr. Vibe. I forgot something important there.
What's that?
This is from last week, bro. This is a carryover.
No, it's not.
Nintendo Switch. We didn't talk about the online subscription for Nintendo Switch for last podcast. I think we have become a Nintendo fan here, guys.
That's you. You're up.
So, last week, Nintendo had announced there's going to be a subscription base. I think it's $20 a year, which will let you stream the classic games through their console. I don't know what's going to happen to the virtual console there. They haven't announced anything yet, but I'm pretty excited about that.
Classic games, you're talking about from NES,
yes.
SNES. But doesn't that cheapen the fact that they made the small NES and they're making a small SNES, but SNES?
People still buy it, bro.
That is true, but I'm just thinking that if I can get the classic games on my
Nintendo
on my
will
Switch.
Make anything to make money nowadays, especially with the old school SNES Nintendo.
Old school SNES. I heard you.
Old school SNES.
Old school SNES.
Guys, is this Juancho?
Are you just gonna cut out like that? Like, how dare you? Guys, before we go, a couple of announcements we have coming up is our 1 year anniversary.
Oh yeah, you know what? Look at the top.
Wait.
What is that? What does the top thing say?
Jason hits play on the intro.
Okay, what's next? What's next?
What's going on, guys?
And then what's next?
Jason tells Juancho what we're talking about today. Guys, talk quick. What did you do here? Listen, back to what I was saying.
We didn't discuss about the upcoming episodes for Geek Bros.
Exactly. So let's discuss it real quick. We do have the 1 year anniversary that we stole at Tate's. Thanks out a lot to Tate's.
Tate's.
Coupled with that video is going to be a quick run through with Tate's. Juancho was able to walk around, show us a little bit about Tate's. That's going to be coming out, I want to say this week, but latest next week, because we also have the crossover Geek Bros versus Geek Girls, the Dawn of Geekiness Wonder Woman panel discussion. Very important special because the first time the Geek Bros and the Geek Girls are on camera at the same time, just throwing it at each other. What else, Juancho? What else we got going on? Oh, you guys should be checking out the Cosmo arc. I call it the Cosmo arc. It began with
the Geek Girls, and it has not ended yet.
Yes, exactly.
There's an episode coming up very soon.
Exactly. It began with the Geek Girls cocktail. They did Cosmos. If you watch to the very end, you see a quick cameo of Vibe, myself, and Dark Flex. We're having some more drinks. We're having their drinks. And then off camera, we have some more drinks. We end up watching Resident Evil. Getting on camera, doing a quick unboxing of Rick and Morty, having more Cosmos, and the demeanor, I would say, of myself and Dark Flex gets a little more inebriated, I'm going to use that term, as the episodes go on. The final episode of the Cosmo arc releases tomorrow. It's going to be, not the final one. Yeah, it is the final one. Because it culminates in a tribute, and I've used air quotes for that, for Juancho. As Juancho left the studio that day, Jilly Goods convinced, yes, it was Jilly Goods, the enabler, convinced Darth Flex and I to sit down and get a little deeper with the fans about how we really feel about Juancho.
Hence the title, FJ 2017.
FJ 2017. If you want to know what that means, too bad. Anything else coming up, Juancho?
I'm going to punch him in the face.
He doesn't want to punch me in the face.
Oh, God, I can't wait to see this episode.
It's interesting. It's almost done. I would like to say it's going to release tomorrow, because tonight is Snapchat, everybody. Watch Snapchatter. It's a good show. Juancho, we just released one where Juancho invaded it, and he was so obnoxious but hilarious. You want to check that out. But I think that's about it for Geek Bros News.
Yeah.
We're still working on the Geek Bros movie. Juancho's finally out of school, so he's going to be finishing up the painting on that. We've got a special Rick and Morty special coming out. We finally got all the costumes for it. Right now I'm working on the
script for
that.
Show me what you got.
That'll be the official return of Garbanzo too. He's going to be in that as well. So if there's nothing else, Juancho.
That's it, guys.
All right, I've been Vibe.
This is Juancho.
And you've been watching.
Listening to the Geek Bros.
Wow, keep it up with the Geek Bros.
Keep it up.
Keeping up with the Geek Bros.